I'm glad I could say that.
Sorry. Usually this is the point where we're on the recording. We make fun of you.
See, I made it before then.
Yeah. Anyway, so the Mishnah Mayan Hey. So what's Rabbi Eliezer's Havamina that he could do a preemptive Hafar? Everyone agrees he can't do a preemptive Hakama. But Rabbi Eliezer, against the Chachamim, says you could do a preemptive Hafara.
This is a Mishnah we were learning.
We had started this Mishnah last week. Yeah. We had a little break. It was the end of August.
Right.
That's what I asked before. So does he have to know the details of the nether, or can he just...
I think so. This is where he says anything that you may be no there right. In the next month.
But anyways, Kal v'chomer is like this. He says, look, the Torah gives the husband the authority to be mayfair a neder. She makes a neder. The isser exists. The isser exists in the world. She says, I won't eat hot dogs. Even you invite me to ask for barbecue.
Chas v'shalom.
I won't eat hot dogs. If she eats the hot dog, it's osser. Right? It's also like chazetrif. I mean, it's an isser min haTorah. It's a different category of isser.
Right.
But it's not an isser ma'achlot asurot.
Right.
Right? But it's an isser min haTorah. Right? It's more stringent for her to eat that hot dog than it is for her to eat, I don't know, a chicken parmesan, which is only osser
d'rabbanan.
Although those shouldn't be the choices that we're faced with in life. Right? So he is made for that neder. He's uprooting an issur d'oraisa. Oker davar min haTorah. In quotation marks.
Right, he's not... Okay.
But why should the Torah give him that authority? But it doesn't give him the authority to preemptively void something... which is not yet usser, which is a bigger chiddush, right? So it's from this Kal v'chomer, Rabbi Eliezer says he's allowed to make the preemptive hafara. So Amrulo harayu omer isha yikimenu v'isha yifarenu. Very nice, but I mean logically there's some sense to what you say, but there's a problem. There's a pasuk. The pasuk says isha shala yikimenu isha. Yifarena. Et sheba lechlal hakeim, ba lechlal hafer. There's an equation. Only if he can be making it, can he be mefer it.
Meaning there has to be something.
There has to be a neder.
There.
Right? And that's what everyone agrees. Everyone agrees that you can't be making a neder mirosh because it doesn't exist yet. Isn't that what Rashi says? You see the Rashi? The nederim shelo ba'u le'olam eino yachol lekayim. You can only sign the check once there's a check to sign. So the Gemara asks, Iboilahu, the Rabbi Eliezer, Mechal Chalin Uvtelin, Odilma Lochan Klal. According to you, Rabbi, let's understand Rabbi Eliezer, who says that he can make a preemptive hafara. He says, honey, I'm going to work. If you make any nedarim today, they're mufarin. So does that mean, mechal chalin mevatlin, that the neder takes effect and then is cancelled, or is it that the neder never exists at all? Now, before the Gemara asks, l'may nafkamina, why would you think? Well, which seems more logical to you?
If we're saying that the Chum say that you can't do that you can't make a preemptive.
No. According to we're only working within Rabbi Eliezer.
No, I'm saying so. What's the issue of Lezer and Chum? So you'd have to say that Lezer holds that it does take effect, and then it immediately gets canceled. And maybe the Chachamim is saying it never takes effect, so therefore you can't do it, you can't cancel it.
Why does it never take effect?
No, wait, hold on one second. It takes effect. No, forget that.
Forget the Chachamim for a second. Rabbi Eliezer says he can make a preemptive hafara. Any neder you're going to make in the next 24 hours are mufarin. So she takes a neder. What is the status of those words that came out of her mouth? Are they in fact a neder which gets canceled immediately after they take effect? Or do they never catch on at all? Do they never take effect at all? Which sounds more logical to you within Shitas Rabbi Eliezer?
Well, based on the Ishay Kimenu Ishay Yiferen, it would seem that there was something there.
That in order to be Mayfair, you have to say the neder comes into effect momentarily, and once it's come into effect, then poof, there's something to be made for. Right? That is trying to understand Shittas Rabbi Eliezer in light of what you know the Chachamim's objection to be. Thank God. It's a base medrash, not a gymnasium. But ignoring for a second the influence that the Chachamim's opinion has had on your reading of Rabbi Eliezer,
right.
Which makes more sense. You lose your checkbook. So what do? You call the bank and you say, I lost this checkbook, please cancel check number 2500 to 2520.
Right?
Somebody finds that checkbook. Maybe you find the checkbook yourself at the bottom of the desk drawer and you write a check. What is that?
It's void.
Is it a check?
I mean, it's a good way to, pay your Dmei Chaver until they figure it out. But
or is it like writing gibberish on the back of a gum wrapper? In other words, a check is a legal financial instrument. Am I correct?
Yeah.
Right. A gum wrapper is not a legal financial instrument. I mean, it could be if you write an IOU on it. If you wrote a contract on it. But if I write on the back of a gum wrapper, pay to Shlomo Barnes 200 shekel, and I write a date and I sign my name on it, what is that? It's not an IOU.
Theoretically, a bank would honor that.
The bank would honor the gum wrapper?
Theoretically, they could.
Uh-huh.
They don't, but they could.
Yeah.
I think the point is taken, though. If you preemptively canceled the checks, then they're void before you wrote it.
Make a difference between a check that you've written and signed and it got lost, you canceled the check. It's different than a blank checkbook where you canceled all the checks.
Say it. So now, there, when you signed it, it was a legal financial instrument. And then the check went missing. The guy you gave the check to said, oh, I lost my wallet, you better cancel the check.
Right.
Then you cancel the check. That's a normal case of hafarat nedarim. But here, you can preemptively cancel this check where the blank checkbook went missing. Because you're afraid somebody's going to find it. And then when you take this piece of paper, which used to be a check, but right now is nothing. It's a garnish. So that's kind of the nafkin. Right? So which sounds more logical? What does it sound like, a preemptive hafara? Mechal chalim levatlin? Or it was never really diminished.
I mean, it's different than the case of a checkbook where there was something physical. There was an instrument by which the netter would be made, and you canceled the instrument before you had a chance to use it. So, I mean, by saying that any netter that you make today is lo shavir v'lo kayam, it sounds like there is a neder and then it's canceled. Not that the neder was like, meaning you made the neder.
Yeah, but
now
that's
canceled.
It's here. It's he cancels the neder before she makes it.
Right. I think that it makes, I mean, which makes more sense. I think it makes more sense that he says any neder that you make is mufar, and therefore there has to be a neder, and then it's mufar.
Ah, okay. Again,
also,
so you're repeating what you said a moment ago,
right,
which is in light of the Chachamim.
Even not in light of the Chachamim, I think it would make sense. I mean, that
okay,
there has to be something there in order to strike it down.
So the Gemara asks, "Lamai nafkamina?" I mean, either way, the neder is canceled.
Right.
Kigon. That's if you want to say that.
You wanted the other answer, I assume.
No. If you want to say that the neder is chal and then canceled, so it has to be chal for a certain space of time, even if it's just for 1 second. So theoretically, if she violates the neder in that 1 second,
same thing.
Okay.
How do you give a to an eved
if he doesn't have a hand?
He doesn't have a hand because everything.
The hand belongs to the adon.
To
the adon to be for the master to free a slave, he gives a get like you give a get to a woman.
Right.
So how do you give it to him? And it's, when you divorce a woman, you put the get into her hands, into her reshut, into her.
Right.
An eved doesn't have that, because everything that's his belongs to the master. So how do you ever hand him the get when he doesn't, figuratively speaking, have a hand? So we say gitov yado ban kechad. That as you put it into his hand, the hand becomes his, and the get becomes the hand, and the. So Gemara asks, "Lamai nafkamina? Ayin heyomud beis kegon the atfis achrina bahadin bahadin nidra." That somebody else piggybacks on her neder. She makes a neder. She says, "I will never eat hot dogs again." And the person standing next to her says,
"What you said?
Me too. I'm in the neder with you." Right? So, if there's an actual neder, so then he's chayiv in the neder. Her neder becomes mufar, but he's still chayiv until he or she goes and gets a tarat nedarim. But if lo amra klum, so then somebody can say, me too, doesn't mean anything. There used to be, in the universities, they used to have like, credits for people that came to study in Israel. So guys would come back from yeshiva, and you'd go, so there was a guy who went to Penn. And it wasn't like, you know, YU, where you'd go and you get just like a whole year's worth of credits. You'd have to like have it evaluated. So they went to the head of the department and said, look, we should get credit for Ivrit because we... I spent a year in Israel and studying in Hebrew. So one guy, like, you know, knew Ivrit, and the other guy didn't know anything. Because, you know, you can come to Israel for the year and learn any yeshiva and not learn any Hebrew.
Yeah, and not speak any Hebrew.
Right.
Yeah.
So they went. So the guy that spoke Hebrew did the whole song and dance. And the teacher said, the professor said to the other kid, what about you? So he said, Gamani. So they both got out of it. So Gamani, I'm also in this neder. So that's a nafkamina. that's a nafkamina, whether or not it's so iamart chalin he tfisuta iamart lo chalin lo ika meshosha ein bo mamash. So if the neder is momentarily chal while it's being cancelled, so then the piggybacker is chayev in his neder. But if lo chal klum, if it doesn't exist at all, so then his piggybacked neder has no mamashut to it.
How long do you need for it to be chal in order for it to...
Even presumably for like the halachic split second.
No, I mean, you say something.
A nanosecond.
A woman says something. It's out there, it's cancelled, and within 4 seconds, they say, yeah, me too. Like, how quickly do I have to say the Me Too before...
You would imagine that...
Theoretical question, I guess, but...
You'd imagine this would be...
A very long toast vote like that one. I mean, Ron.
Yeah, you set it up slightly differently. You say that the second person doesn't say Me Too. Second person says, whatever neder you take, I take it.
He makes a preemptive Me Too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, too.
I don't know.
There you go. That works.
I'm not sure that this is a parallel sugya anywhere else. It's just the havamina that the Gemara, you know, like to demonstrate the nafkamina. Mm-hmm. But it's not, doesn't seem to be discussed. Kegon shenadra benozir v'amra hareini nazira u'shama ish acher v'amar ani kemokach. There's the example that Rashi gives, or the Suda Rashi gives, is the case of Nozir.
Mm-hmm.
No, because if he said Gamani Nazir, so then he's taking his own ned there. Right?
I'll have what she's having.
כמי שלא נדרו דמי ולא חייל. Now the Gemara says, "My tashma Omer Rabbi Eliezer, im hafer nederim hefer nederim shebau lechal iser lo yefer nederim shelo bau lechal iser shma mina lo chalin." Why do you shma mina lo chalin? From what he said, now the Gemara goes back and takes Rabbi Eliezer's own words to understand what he's saying. Now, what did Rabbi Eliezer say? In a regular case, she takes a neder, he hears about it, and he says, it's Mayfair, and she's out. What does he do? He uproots an Isser. So, Kal Vachomer, he should be able to preemptively prevent it before it's become Isser at all. What does that sound like?
Time,
read the words. Remember what Rabbi Eliezer's logic was. We want to know, Rabbi Eliezer, when you allow a preemptive hafara, are you saying that you are blocking
you're blocking it from ever occurring,
or you're admitting that when she makes the neder, the neder actually is there, and neder v'hafara ba'in ke'echad. So what does he say? He says, be careful with the words here. If he's allowed to uproot an Isser which already exists, lo yafer nidarim shelo ba'u l'chlal Isser? Doesn't it make sense that we should allow him to uproot a neder, an Isser that doesn't exist? Or hasn't come into existence? What does it sound like? It sounds like he holds lo chalin klal.
Let's say he does preempt to hapara by saying the following. I'm going away for a month. Any neder that you take now in that month, now, after you take it, I want it to be more far.
That's not one of the options.
In that case, so would you say that you can't do this hapara preemptively? Because we know that the letter did exist for an hour.
If that, in fact, is the problem. If the fact of the problem is that it has to exist momentarily in order to be cancelled. But there's a possibility that he doesn't even require that. No, but listen to the words. What is he saying? Because he's saying, if the husband is allowed to cancel a neder after it's already come into existence, how the chomer he should be able to prevent the iser from taking place at all. Shmamina, what? Lo chalin klal. Isn't that what it sounds like? That you can preemptively prevent the neder. Preemptively prevent the iser from coming into existence.
It sounds kind of like the how do we know we have to wear a kippah? Like Yaakov Mibersheva, would Yaakov go out with a kippah?
It's a little better than that. Because he's saying, what is he saying? The logic, the words of his statement bear out the idea that. That the Isser does not take effect. Meaning, lo chalin klal.
But it's based on the, if you say that he can be mefer something, right? If he can be mefer an Isser, then he should be able to prevent it.
And if he's preventing it, then what? It was never an Isser. Lo chalin klal.
But you're assuming that he's able to be made for an Isser, which you're preventing.
No, he is.
By saying
L'chola, No. L'chola deot, he's able to be made for an Isser. She takes a neder, she says, I make a neder, I'm not even going to eat hot dogs. He says,
you're saying not.
Yeah, that's the logic. In other words, what do we know? What is the given?
When we say that you're able to be made for an Isser, you're talking about after the fact.
Yeah, the normal case of hafarat
nedarim.
Right? There's the Torah gives him the authority to be made for her nedarim.
Right.
She makes a neder, he hears about it, he has one day to be made for it, and when he's made for it, he uproots the Isser.
Yes.
Right?
So in that case, yes, I understand.
Right? So Kal v'chomer, shouldn't he be able to prevent... If he's allowed to uproot Nisser, Kal v'chomer, he should be able to just merely prevent the Isser from taking place in the first place. Right? So from that statement, merely prevent the Isser from becoming Isser in the first place, we can infer that he holds lo chalin klal. Right? Because if the opposite was the case, chalin... Umivatlin, then it's a case of he's uprooting an Isser.
Right.
If that's the case, then there's no Kal v'chomer. Then the Kal v'chomer says, if we allow him to uproot an Isser, then Kal v'chomer, we'd allow him to uproot an Isser. That's not a Kal v'chomer. So Shema Mino.
If a kid takes a vase and throws it on the floor, you can yell at them for breaking the vase.
Yeah.
So Kal v'chomer. You could be able to yell at him for not, before they break the case. It's,
Fortunately, we don't need a Kal v'chomer to be able to yell at her.
I'm trying to think of a good example of it, but you know what I'm saying. It's
that's a different case. In other words, the case of punishment. We don't believe in preemptive punishments.
I understand.
I'm mindful of the case that next week is Parshat Ki Tetzeh. Which is the one counterexample, but it's an exception to the rule which proves the rule. That in principle you don't believe in preemptive punishments. Even though sometimes preemptive punishments would be
fun.
No, David. It's better to preemptively and then at the kid hasn't done an Isser. Right, or violated whatever the norms are, or whatever it is. You'd be saving them.
Right.
You'd be saving them from transgression of one sort or another.
It was a bad example.
But here, we're not talking about getting rid of transgression. We're talking about the existence of an Isser. Right now, there's an Isser. There's an Isser in this room right now. I don't mean that there's something, that somebody is violating something.
But that's the point.
But I'm saying that we live right now under a... under the injunctions of a variety of Isurim, right? There's an Isur right now, if I stab you to death, right? That's an Isur, right?
And it wouldn't be very nice.
And also, yes, and it would make a mess, and then I wouldn't get my hatuk. But we live in a world where there's an Isur that's governing our relationships. It doesn't mean that either of us is violating that Isur, right? What would it mean to uproot that Isur, to remove that from the table, right? That would take a lot of authority.
Right.
So certain types of Isur, most Isurim, are superimposed by the Torah. The part of the idea of Nedarim is that people can generate Isurim.
I understand.
So she takes a Neder, and suddenly there's an Isur in the world. And he, the husband, can erase it.
Right.
Right? That's a lot of authority. How much authority should he need to prevent that Isur from being generated in the first place? You would think it would be less. Kal v'chomer should be able to do it. But from the Lashon of how Rabbi Eliezer phrases this, it seems that he must hold that that authority to prevent the Isur proactively prevents it from existing at all. Right? Just because of the way he says it. Shelo ba'ulchaz shmamina lo chalin. So from this week, shmamina means you can infer, meaning it's not the black and white, but we can infer that the neder is never chal. So the Gemara answers, or the Chachamim answer, miketani she'einan ba'in, shelo ba'u, ketani, hadayin lo ba'u. No, you can't make that inference. Because you can read Rabbi Eliezer the opposite way. You could say the Torah gives him the authority to retroactively uproot the Isser by Hafarat Nedarim. Kal v'chomer, he should be able to proactively cancel a Neder which has not yet occurred. And if you say it that way, then what does it sound like? Chalin u'mevatlin. It all depends on how you understand what the Kal v'chomer is. Either he's saying Kal v'chomer, he should be allowed to prevent any Isser from ever occurring, from ever being Chal. But you can also read it to say Kal v'chomer, he should be, if he can be mefer after the fact, he should be able, if he can uproot the Isser after the fact, Kal v'chomer, he should be able to put his marker down that says any neder that you're going to make is mufar once you have made it and it exists. But so we can't make this inference from the Gemara wanted to go back to the mission itself, and it's quite logical that the Gemara should do that. That's like a normal, natural step. Let's examine the man's words to understand them on their face. But it's not chad mashmi either way. So you can't draw the inference neither this way nor that way.
The woman says, says it today.
Yeah. Yeah, so everyone agrees. Everyone agrees in that case. He can be mefer it because there.
No, that's not the question.
He has the one day.
He's not mefer it today.
Yeah.
Then it's
yeah. Yeah. Here. Even though the Isser hasn't the Isser kicked has in. Right. Right. But that's not a case of a. That's not a case of. She today says a ned there. I'm not gonna eat any bisari over the chagim. Right. But I want to go to Steve where there are vegans. Not this Steve, a different Steve. Right? So he says, so the Isser, this is not going to come in for another month. Right. Minus 3 days. But he can be mefer now. That fact that he can be mefer today, well, a month.
He has to be mefer now.
He has to be mefer now if he hears it today. But he can be, and that has nothing to do with this machlokas. Even according to the Chachamim, he's allowed to. Remember, all this whole discussion about the preemptive hafarah is only Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim say you can't do it, never. right? Whether it's chalin or it's not, it doesn't work. But even the chachamim would say in this case he can do it. Why?
In which case? I'm
sorry. In this case, where she says today that on Rosh Hashanah I'm not going to eat bisuri.
Yes.
Right? So why? How? But they hold you can't make a preemptive hafara. Because this is not a preemptive hafara.
Right, I mean,
the neder exists now. Right? It's just the terms have not yet come into effect. Right? Right? In other words, it exists. She is under this, she has this ned. Is it also for you to eat chametz? But is there an iser chametz for you? Yes, on Pesach. Right? In other words, the iser of chametz still applies to you, but not at this moment. Right?
Your wife takes a neder starting Pesach, you're not going to eat chametz for a week. Can you be made for it?
I mean, that's an irrelevance. Right? So now the Gemara says, so Omer Lahan Rabbi Elazar, Uma bimkom she'ein mefer nidrei atzmo, mishenadar mefer nidrei atzmo, ad shelo yidor, So he says, wait a second. He can be, quote unquote, air quotes here, he can be mefer his own nidarim in advance. Kal v'chomer, he should be able to be mefer his wife's nedarim in advance. And as a man can't be made for his nedarim, a man makes a neder, or a woman who's not under the authority of her husband or her father make a neder. Once the neder is made, you can't do a hafarat nedarim. What can you do?
Hatarat
nedarim. Hatarat nedarim, you have to go to Bezdin. Hatarat nedarim, you need to have. That's the sugi we learned exactly 1 year ago when we started this. You need tayonim, you need a petach. Right? For this is what we were talking about before. Right? For hafart nedarim, you don't need a petach. Right? Hafart nedarim is greater authority, is a more blanket authority than hatarat nedarim. Right? A man makes a neder, he can't do hafart nedarim. Even 2 minutes later, he can't do hafarat nedarim. He's made the neder. He needs to get out of it. He can go to the bezdin and he can try his luck in the bezdin. So wait a second. A husband can be mefer his wife's nedarim ex post facto. He cannot be mefer his own nedarim ex post facto. His rights over his wife's nadarim seem greater than the authority he has over his own. But wait a second. Wait a second. For his own, he can preemptively be mefer. Kal v'chomer, he should be able to be preemptively mefer his wife's. How can you be preemptively mefer your own nadarim?
Can I ask?
Bli neder, I'm going to give you $1,000.
But then you're saying I'm not taking a neder.
You're not
being mefer. You're saying I'm not taking a neder.
I'm saying that this promise that I've made is not within the bounds of the obligations of nedarim.
That's saying.
So what is it?
No commitment.
What would it mean to say a preempt? What would it mean to say that there is such a thing as a preemptive hafara? It's like placing a blanket bli neder over your wife's nedarim.
No. It's not the same.
Isn't it?
I mean, if you say, any neder that I take for the rest of the month...
Yeah?
Is not chal. If that statement works, then that might be a preemptive.
Does it work?
I don't know.
Does work?
Okay.
Look at the Rashi here.
That makes more sense. To say, Bli Neder, I'll give you $1,000, You're saying, I'm not promising to give you $1,000.
So look at the first Rashi. She'ein mefinidrei atzmo mishiyidur. That he cannot... on this, what, these lines here. It's about 6, 7, 8 lines down in the thin lines. She'ein mefinidrei atzmo mishiyidur. From the point that he makes a neder, he cannot now be made for his own neder. She'ein adam mefinidareim la'atzmo, ela im kein nishal lechacham dichtiv lo yechel dvaro. Hu eino mechel v'chule. That he can't be made for, he has to do only hataris neder. Mefer nidre atzmo ad shelo yidur. Right? But he can be made for his own nidarim in advance. Kal v'chomer should be able to be made for his... Like, think if we have the blackboard here. Imagine like Punnett Square, right? His own nedarim, his wife's nedarim, beforehand and after the fact. So he cannot be mefer his own nedarim after the fact. But he can be mefer his wife's nedarim after the fact.
Right.
He can be made for his nedarim in advance. Kal v'chomer, he should be able to be made for his wife's nedarim in advance. So made for nedarim atzmo ad shlo yidur k'detnan beperek arba nedarim on earlier on daf kaf gimel harotze shelo yitkaimu nedarav ya'amod b'rosh hashanah v'yomer kol neder v'chule v'chule. This is not the kol nidre that we say.
This is what I said. Any neder that I'm going to make, you don't have to say it on Rosh Hashanah.
No, it's just an example. Okay. That's the example. The Shulchan Aruch here says, on Simon Reish Yud Aleph, Sif Bet, Mi shehitna v'amar, somebody who makes a condition, declares the following, Kol nidre she'ador adzman ploni, yubtelin, a blanket bli neder. Right, a blanket neder. Right. Any neder that I'm gonna make from now until from this Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim Abol Leinu L'Tova, you betalin. V'neder betoch hazman. And if in fact he made a neder during that time, im hu zocher l'tana'o b'shat haneder. If when he makes the neder, he's fully aware that he had put down this disclaimer, this bli neder, this blanket bli neder, nidro kayam, shahari mevatel tana'o b'shash noder. In other words, he put down a blanket bli neder, but he can lift the blanket. He can say bli neder from now until next year, but if at any point along the way he makes the neder, right? Knowing that he had made this bli neder, he doesn't even have to say, I'm taking this neder and I'm temporarily lifting my bli neder that I made last Rosh Hashanah. Merely, if he's just merely aware of it, if he has kavana, that despite his blanket bli neder, this really is a neder, taka, so then it's a neder. Shahari mevatel tana'o b'shash noder.
Just on that one neder.
L'chura. V'im eino zocher l'tana'o b'shat neder. But if he makes a neder, forgetting that he'd put down his blanket, what does the blanket bli neder do? It's for any kind of inadvertent neder that you're going to make along the way. Hatnai kayam v'haneder batel. V'yesh omrim she'ein hatnai mo'il levatel haneder. Ela im kein yiskirenu toch kedei dibur. Leneder. V'yomer b'libo shehu somech al hatnai. V'yesh lachush ledivrehem. Right? But there are some who say, and this is not does not seem to be the controlling opinion, but it's a chumrah that the Shulchan Aruch says you should subscribe to, that the Tanai doesn't work unless you
have it in mind.
Right? Ela imken yiskirenu toch kedei dibur
l'neder. The whole point of making the Tanai a preemptive thing is so that, you know, if in a moment of insanity you say, I promise.
Right. No, so you have to remember, toch kedei dibur, after the fact.
I'll never eat steak again. Right?
It's a get out of jail free card, but you have to pull it out of your wallet. Toch kedei dibur.
But in principle, what is this Sifrei Shulchan Aruch doing? It's showing us there is such a thing as a preemptive hafara. When you do it for yourself, it's not called a hafara. Hafara is the special word that the Torah uses for the husband's rights over the wife's nedarim.
Right.
What do we call? We call this a tanai. What do we call when the husband preemptively makes a declaration about any nedarim she might be making? We call that a tanai. It's a hafara al tanai. What's the condition? If you make a neder, it'll be mufar. Right. So you see, there is such an idea. So maybe Taka would work for a woman, and we'll see that next week when everybody's going to come.
God willing.
God willing.
Really never.